بسم الله والابن الروح القدس الله الواحد تحل عني نعمة وبركة من الآن وكل أوان وإلى دهر الدور أمين. اليوم الثاني عشر من شهر برمهات المبارك أحسن الله استقباله وعادوا علينا وعليكم رحمة وأنتم مغفور الخطايا والزلات والأثام والسيئات من قبل مراحم الرب بأخوتي أمين. On this day the church celebrates the commemoration of the head of the heavenly hosts, the Honorable Archangel Michael, the intercessor of the human race. في هذا اليوم تعيد الكنيسة بتذكار رئيس جند السماء الملاك الجليل رئيس الملائكة ميخائيل الشفيع في جنس البشر. شفاعة تكون معنا أمين. On this day also the church celebrates the commemoration of the revealing of the virginity of Saint Demetrius, the 12th Pope of Alexandria. في هذا اليوم أيضا تعيد الكنيسة بتذكار ظهور بتولية القديس ديمتريوس الثاني عشر من بطاركة الإسكندرية. The angel of the Lord appeared to Saint Julian, the 11th Pope, before his departure and said, "You are going to the Lord Christ, the one who will bring you tomorrow a cluster of grapes is the one fit to be patriarch after you." في نهاية حياة القديس يوليان البطرك الحادي عشر من بطاركة الإسكندرية ظهره الرب في حلم وقال له: الرجل الذي يأتي ليك بعنقود من العنب هو الذي سيكون بطريركا بعدك. On the tomorrow, this saint came with a cluster of grapes. Abba Julian held him and told the people, "This is your patriarch after me." في اليوم التالي جاء إليه القديس ديمتريوس ومعه عنقود عنب، فأمسك به البابا يوليان وقال لهم: هذا هو بطريرككم من بعدي. And told them that the angel told him. And told them that the angel told him that after the departure of Abba Julian, they took him and ordained him patriarch on the 9th day of Barahmahat, and he was married. هذا البطريرك بعد نياحته في ثالث يوم من نياحته رسموا البابا ديمتريوس في اليوم التاسع من برمهات بطريركا وكان متزوجا. Since no married patriarch ever before this father been enthroned over the seal of Alexandria, Satan entered the hearts of the laity and made them talk and grumble against the patriarch and the one who recommended him. ولأنه لم يكن هناك بطريركا متزوجا من قبل ذلك على كرسي الإسكندرية، دخل الشيطان إلى بعض قلوب العامة من الناس واحتجوا بأن البطريرك كان متزوجا. The angel of God appeared to Saint Demetrius and told him about that and ordered him to remove the doubt from their hearts by revealing to them his relation with his wife. فظهر له ملاك الرب وقال لديمتريوس طبعا وقال له أنه لابد أن تزيل الشك من قلوب الناس عن حقيقة علاقتك بزوجتك. When Saint Demetrius refused, the angel told him, "It's not meant that you save yourself alone and let the others be perished because of you." ولما رفض القديس ديمتريوس قال له الملاك إنه ليس حسنا أن تخلص نفسك وتترك الناس تهلك بسبب العثرة يعني. But because you are a shepherd, you should fight to save your people. هي مكتوبة بالعربي والإنجليزي؟ إنجليزي بس؟ But because you are a shepherd, you should fight to save your people also. ولأنك راعي يجب أيضا أن تجاهد من أجل خلاص نفوس الشعب. On the next day, after he had finished celebrating the divine liturgy, he asked the people not to leave the church. He brought flamed charcoal and brought his wife from the place of the women, and the congregation wondered at this action, not knowing what he was going to do. He prayed and walked on the blazing fire. He took a piece of the blazing fire and put it in his shawl, الشال بتاعه يعني. Then he took another piece and put it in the wife's shawl. He prayed again for a long time, and both shawls did not burn. The congregation marveled and asked him to tell them why he did that. He told them of his wife with his strife with his wife, and how his father and her father married them against their will, and they have lived together as a brother and a sister since they were married for 40 years ago. The angel of the Lord each night covered them with his wings, and no one knew that before that time, until the angel of the Lord ordered him to reveal his secret. We have to explain something very important. Doesn't mean that being together, father and mother, or husband and wife, is not bad. But these people, especially Demetrius and his wife, vowed their lives for a monastic life, and they did not want to marry. But because of the pressure of their families, they found this solution to keep their vow, يعني نادر الرهبنة, to keep it, not because the religion is bad. Because sometimes when we read that, we say, oh, let us live that life. No. And if everyone lives that life, يعني مش فيش ناس بقى بعد كده. لكن أنا بقول هنا نقطة مهمة جدا, إنه الاتنين دول كانوا نادروا الرهبنة, هو وهي. فمش عايزين يكسروا نادر الرهبنة, لكن عشان الضغط بتاع أبوهم, أبو ده وأبو دي, قالوا طب خلاص نتجوز, بس يحتفظوا بنادر الرهبنة بتاعتهم اللي هي البتولية. فربنا كافئه بقى وخلاه يبقى بطرك نمرة 12 في الكنيسة. أنا حبيت أقول أوضح النقطة دي, لأن النقطة دي مهمة جدا في حياتنا, لأن المخدع طاهر ومقدس والسر عظيم ويشبه العلاقة بين المسيح والكنيسة. The congregation marveled for what they had seen and heard. They praised and glorified God, asking the saint to pardon them for what they had done or said, and to forgive them. He accepted their apology, forgave them, blessed them, and sent them to their homes, glorifying the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, talking about what they saw wonders from the saint. May his blessings be with us. Amen. On this day also the righteous Saint Malachias was martyred in the land of Palestine. May his prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also the church celebrates the commemoration of the martyrdom of Saint Galanius Galathinus, who was in the early part of the reign of Emperor Constantine the Great. This saint was from the city of Mamin near Damascus. He was acting with a group of people who were from the city of Heliopolis, Lebanon, and dedicated themselves to worship idols. One day they gathered in the theater, and the actors poured cold water in a large brass basin and started mocking those who go to the holy Christian baptism. They dipped one of those actors in the water to act his baptism. When he came out of the water, they put on him white clothes. كانوا بيتريقوا يعني على المعمودية والحاجات اللي كده.
This actor, after he had come out of the water, refused to go on acting and made it known. And made it known that he preferred to die Christian on the name of the Lord Christ. And he added to that saying, while you were mocking during my renewal with the holy baptism, I have witnessed a wondrous miracle. Those who were present before became offended and extremely furious, for they were pagans. They seized the saint, stoned him, and Saint Latinus revealed up his soul and received the crown of martyrdom and was counted among the holy martyrs. His family and many of the Christians came, took his body, and buried him in the city where they built a church after his name. May his blessing be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Be sure,